This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Lisa McBride joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
So this is a little bit different than what happens with the Good Vibe Tribe. Normally, somebody will call in and tell us about something in their life that is happening, that is good and positive, and we love that. But Lisa, you were actually nominated. We got a message from your friend, Carrie. I think you're also Carrie's boss as well.
So I am.
So you have a personal relationship and a working relationship. And she shared a little bit of your story of your fight with cancer, your family's fight with cancer, and how that led to some of the organizations that you're now involved with. Can you talk about, you know, kind of what you went first?
Tell us your story.
Yeah, tell us what you went through first.
I was actually a caretaker for both my parents. My dad had lung cancer. My mom had breast cancer. My mom ended up, she recovered from the breast cancer and ended up with kidney failure. So caretaking was very difficult. My dad passed right before the pandemic. And then during the pandemic, I was the caretaker for my mom. And unfortunately, what I did was I put her appointments first. I put my mammogram off for a year. And I ended up, when I went to get my mammogram, I ended up being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Wow.
So that was very difficult, but then I had to obviously take care of her. When she passed away, less than 6 weeks later, they had me in for a double mastectomy.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, so that was on Valentine's of 2022. It's a Valentine's I will never forget.
I understand you're actually celebrating some pretty good news since that day.
Yeah, so this Valentine's will be 3 years cancer-free.
Let's go.
Very excited about that, right?
We love to hear it.
Yeah, so very excited about that. And obviously, I think my life changed when I was diagnosed with breast cancer, getting involved in nonprofits. So for the last 3 years, I have really channeled my energy into a cancer nonprofit and also a veterans nonprofit. So very excited about the work that I'm doing. I feel like I got a second chance. And so I want to give back.
And what is the cancer nonprofit? What is it called?
So it is called Pink Revolution of New Hampshire. I'm actually a board member there. And what we do there at that nonprofit is we have two programs, a gas and grocery program and a comfort care product program, where we provide financial assistance to over 2,500 patients in the New England area and over $160,000.
And then the veterans organization is called Holiday Cards for Our Military Challenge. Is that right?
When I met the president of Pink Revolution, she introduced me to the president of Holiday Cards for Military Challenge. I just joined that nonprofit as a board member this past September. And what their goal is to collect and deliver personalized and signed cards to our military troops And last year, we sent out 365,000 cards to our military troops.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
You know, we're in the middle.
1,000 cards a day.
When you do something, you do not mess around.
We just finished up our Valentine's for Veterans, and we thought we were overwhelmed with 3,700 cards. That's incredible. That's wow.
So I did hear about that you guys were doing that, and I think that's amazing because we also do Valentine cards and we do spring cards. We also send Mother's and Father's Day cards, so we're always looking for, you know, organizations and people to help bring those cards in. We get them all over the world, and we love seeing when they send us the pictures and showing us the cards. It is, both of these nonprofits are amazing.
Wow, you just spend all of your free time trying to make a difference in the world.
You are an angel.
I do, and I do work a full-time job, which is kind of hard when I try to fit all these in. And then not only am I a board member on both of those, but I also volunteer at two other nonprofit veteran organizations in Massachusetts where I serve dinner at the New England Center and Home for Veterans in Boston. And then I also do Thanksgiving shopping at Veterans Inc. in Worcester in November with the veterans.
Now we know why Carrie sent us this email about
goodness.
You.
Lisa, really? You inspire me.
Yeah, you're a force, Lisa. That is for sure. And
thank you.
We're speechless here. This is a lot that you're doing and so much good. And it really exemplifies kind of what our Good Vibe Tribe is all about, I think.
And please, if you've got events coming up with your 8,000 charities, we would love to support them. So please keep us apprised, okay?
I definitely will because I will let you know, Kennedy, I'm going to be jumping out of a plane in September for cancer patients.
Oh, can I come?
One. You can. I will send you the info.
I'll
absolutely.
Do it, too. I'll do it with you. I'll jump out.
Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. I will get that to you. Believe me.
Done and done.
I did it last year, and it's amazing.
Done and done.
Lisa, you are now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
I think she's the president.
Right.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for this. I honestly, it's all about the patients and the veterans, and I'm just so honored to be able to give back to them.
Well, you're the best, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
And that is exactly what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about. We'd love to have you be a part of it. Somebody that you know or you've got something going on in your life, 617-655-1234. It doesn't have to be being involved with 22
that organizations. That woman is a powerhouse.
She really is.
You ever talk to somebody and at the end you're like, what am I doing?
Right.
Not enough.
I need a nap. So again, we'd love to hear your story. If you want to share something like that for the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-655-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.